Welcome back to Giants.com. It's the week of the NFL draft, and that means it's time for our Giants.com mock drafts. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Paul today has the tough assignment. I only had one quarterback go for him in the top nine picks. I really wanted to make it zero, but with the Rams trading up to one, I couldn't even pull that one off.
Nice
so, Paul,
guy.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help. So, worst case scenario for the Giants, in my opinion, there was only one quarterback gone, and it makes things a little bit more difficult when you get down to 10 with the players available.
Yeah, there's no doubt, John. And the other thing that you made difficult for me is that you took the top three offensive tackles off the board as well. And it is my belief that at 10, the value and the selection slot matches for one of those three offensive tackles, but you've eliminated them.
But let's see who's left. A lot of talented players.
A lot of good talented players left. And I'm looking at cornerback Eli Apple out of Ohio State. Great combination of size and speed and cover skills. And I think even though he might be a tad of a reach at 10, I like what he does, and he does fit a need. I'm also looking at defensive end Shaq Lawson, John. One of the best pass rushers in this draft. I still think he has a lot of ups. I like his athleticism, and I also believe that his value and the pick at 10 is right in that ballpark, so that's not a reach either. And then there's linebacker Leonard Floyd. All around, maybe the best athlete in this draft. I know there are some questions as to how you use him, but boy, very, very explosive, and I think Spags could probably find a way to use him. So I would very much wind up going with Floyd because of two reasons. First reason is, I do believe that there are other make-it defensive linemen in the draft that they could pick up in the second or even the third round if they want one. It's a deep draft for our defensive linemen, John. I also believe that there are a lot of slot corners and even some big cover corners that will be available in the second and third rounds.
In fact, Mackenzie Alexander, many think he will be there for the Giants pick in the second round now.
Well, there you go. So because of the depth of the draft at those two other positions, linebacker's not nearly as deep, John.
So put him up on the board.
So I'm going to go Leonard Floyd going to the Giants at 10. He also fits the bill of the Giants loving those athletic players. And boy, is he athletic.
And he's the guy who's with a lot of creativity. You don't know where he's going to be and use him as a real weapon. So if the Giants do pick Leonard Floyd, it'll be fun watching him on defense, teaming with the other additions in free agency to make this Giants defense a lot better in 2016. That's Paul Dottino's mock draft. Stay tuned to Giants.com for continuing coverage of the draft all week long.